Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. We are delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. Pleasure to have you back here.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for inviting me.
So I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm curious to see your answer. Is Donald Trump the best president that Israel ever had?
No. This does not mean that I don't appreciate some of the decisions that he has made. When I was in Congress, I always supported moving the embassy, the United States embassy, to Jerusalem. It seemed to me that Israel was being singled out and being treated differently. Every country on the planet has their embassy in the host nation's capital, with some exceptions, but those are exceptions that the host country has determined. And Israel was singled out as not being able to have their capital in the or not have our embassy in Israel's capital. I thought that was unfortunate. I'm a little less sure about the Golan. In Israel's history, they have never been occupiers. They always wanted to use the land that was acquired in the 67 war to make peace, you know, land for peace. I'm a little troubled by the fact that they are now planning, or they've been given permission to annex the Golan into Israel proper. I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered on that. But I appreciate the fact that he has been supportive of Israel, yes.
All right, so let me ask you, have you ever been to the Golan Heights?
I have been there 18 times.
All right, so you know that from the Golan Heights, if that were not controlled by Israel, that would be the perfect location for any enemy to take on Israel.
It is strategically necessary for Israel to hold on to the Golan, but it has done so since 1967 without a formal annexation. I'm not quite sure why the annexation decision came now, but I am fully aware of the importance of the Golan to Israel's security.
What did you think of the news that they were going to name a settlement after Donald Trump.
I'm not surprised in the least. He has a very, very strong and good relationship with Bibi Netanyahu. I mean, it's imagine being the prime minister of Israel, knowing that any one decision you make might trigger a war or the end of the country that you lead. The responsibility for any prime minister of Israel is extraordinary, and I think most people don't fully appreciate the pressure that is on any prime minister to ensure Israel's survival. We're in a very, very difficult world right now, where the rise of anti-Semitism is palpable. And when you have a nation and a leader that is as supportive and friendly to you as Trump is to Bibi, I think it's not a surprise that he named a settlement, even though a very small one, but a settlement after Donald Trump.
What do you think about the rise of anti-Semitism? What do you think is causing this?
Sam, it's shocking to me. When I was growing up in Las Vegas, I was very active in the Jewish youth groups. And periodically, we used to see films, grainy films of the liberation of the concentration camps after World War II. And I remember sitting there as a kid, 13, 14, 15 years old, thinking, how could this have happened? How did the world go crazy? Was there a period of time when the world just went mad? And then as I got older, I came to realize that the period of peace and friendly relations and warm relations for the Jewish people across the world was the unusual thing, not the norm. And as I came to know my people's history well, and I do know it very well, the fact is there have been very few times in the world's history that Jews were treated any other way but in an anti-Semitic fashion. So why now with the rise of anti-Semitism? Why is it happening now? I can't begin to tell you, but I think it's happening across Europe, obviously, and in the Middle East, particularly obvious, and even here in the United States. And what I don't understand is, what is the attraction to Nazism? Our country, the United States of America, soundly defeated the Nazis in Germany. Why would you be supportive of an ideology that was so soundly defeated? One would think you'd want to be on the side of the victors, which was the United States of America and democracy and a liberal government. And when I say liberal, I'm not talking left versus right.
Right,
I'm talking about freedom and democracy and liberty and all of the things that we grew up with in the United States of America. Why would you embrace anything else but that? We were the victors. We won. And I'll tell you, it shocks me that in the United States of America, in the 21st century, that we are seeing this rise of anti-Semitism and a hatred of Jews by people that probably never, ever met a Jew in their lives.
Well, I think that it's interesting to look at the history of domestic terrorism in this country, which has been a far greater problem than foreign-born terrorism, mm-hmm. Which people really don't discuss when they're talking about people coming across the southern border or anything like that. So I think that plays into it. And you can go back to the Civil War mm-hmm. and see, you know, what was happening in this country. I mean, we've always had domestic issues.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm just surprised. And, you know, people can, when I travel to Europe and talk to Europeans and they talk about, you know, Israel and how, and blame their dislike. Oh, I love Jewish people. It's Israel that I don't, that I disagree with. And I think that's just, they're using the same language and the same rhetoric that the Nazis did in the 30s. It's no different.
Let me ask you one more question about the Middle East, and we'll take a break and come back with other topics. But does it surprise you, the relationship now between Israel and Saudi Arabia, that they're essentially on the same side?
And, you know, the irony is I can't stand the Saudis. I think they are the most duplicitous people. And if you check, what I find interesting is, yes, this is very superficial, and they are working together behind the scenes. The Saudis would never publicly do anything that looks like it's working with Israel, but they are working very closely behind the scenes because they both have a common, they have a common enemy, and the common enemy is Iran. I get that. But to imbue the Saudis with any positive characteristics, I think would be a great mistake on the part of Israel and the United States of America. This is a very evil regime. And if you look, there are seven categories for which you cannot get a visa to travel to Saudi Arabia. One of them is you have an Israeli stamp on your passport. Until they start eliminating discriminations like that, then I don't think they're very great friends of the state of Israel.
The interesting thing, though, on the other side of that is that apart from the people in power in Saudi Arabia, the people who are out of power who would be the government would be far worse than the current government.
You're absolutely right. Still doesn't make them make them heroes in my eyes.
All right, more with Shelley Berkley when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. So with this many candidates for president on the Democratic side, I think to myself, when we saw the number of Republicans that ran against Harry Reid in his last go around, we ended up with Sharon Angle as the candidate. When you saw the ton of Republicans running for president, you ended up with Donald Trump as the presidential candidate. Do you have concerns that with this many Democrats running for president that you'll end up with the wrong candidate?
That's a very, very good question, and I've never heard it phrased quite that way. The answer is yes. I mean, there for me, my criteria to support a candidate would be they have to be anti-yucca, they have to be pro-gaming, and they have to be pro-Israel. Now, there are some candidates on the Democrat in the Democratic field right now that are a little wishy-washy on any one of those issues. So I'm waiting to see how things shake out. I'm friendly with some of the candidates because I served with them. So when they come to town, I try to go and, you know, be a part of their small group meetings. But I am a Joe Biden fan, and I'm hoping that he gets through the primary because I think he's the Democrats' best bet to beat Donald Trump.
And age is not a factor for you?
Given the fact that I'm aging rapidly.
As am I.
As are you. Well, although you'd hardly know it, Sam. No, I think he looks good. I attended an event for him about a month ago when he was in Las Vegas. He's sharp, he's knowledgeable, he's calm. I don't find him a sleepy Joe, but I don't find him hysterical Joe either. And right now, that's kind of soothing to me as a citizen of the United States of America.
I remember when Obama and Hillary Clinton were running the first time around, and Joe Biden was running initially at that time as well. There were 8 Democratic candidates, and somebody said to me, it would be a great idea for Nevada newsmakers to ask Nevada-centric questions of all the candidates. And it turned out to be very boring because really none of them knew anything about Nevada. They didn't know anything about Yucca. They didn't know anything about federal lands issues. I think part of what needs to happen if we want people to be Nevada-centric is we have to educate them.
And I agree with that. And one of the values of having Harry Reid as majority leader of the state Senate is you knew that anybody that he agreed to support or tilted towards understood what the Nevada issues were. And I think now the fact that Yucca Mountain is rearing its ugly head, although I'm not at all surprised, without Reed's power to make sure that that didn't happen, I think that we're going to have a bit of a problem now. But hopefully we'll be able to forestall it.
Let's talk about water in eastern Nevada.
Oh, yes.
I brought up to Senator Reed what he had said to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber several years ago, that their most important task was to ensure that the water from eastern Nevada came to Las Vegas because it was a far better use to be flushing toilets on the strip in the casinos than watering alfalfa in eastern Nevada.
I remember those comments, and I remember the 4-foot pipe that was bringing proposed to bring the water down to southern Nevada. Look, I don't want to take resources away from northern Nevada unless they are not being used. And if they are not being used, certainly southern Nevada could use the additional water. But if I can backtrack to Yucca Mountain
for a minute,
one of the needs of any nuclear repository waste site is an abundance of water to cool the rods. All of these proponents of Yucca Mountain in Congress, where do they intend to get the water necessary to cool the rods in the middle of the Nevada desert or any place for that matter when we have such a dearth of water here in southern Nevada to take care of the needs of the people of southern Nevada? Where are we getting the water for Yucca Mountain? So it's all intertwined.
All right, let's take another break, and we'll be back with Shelley Berkeley after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. So one of the big themes on the campaign trail and being picked up by more and more candidates is Medicare for All. Does this make any sense to you financially?
Let me tell you what I used to tell my colleagues in Washington. And of course, as you recall, I was on the Ways and Means Committee, Healthcare Subcommittee during the time that we were discussing, voting on, and passing the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare. 70% of the chronic illnesses in this country are due to three factors: smoking, obesity, lack of exercise. We all have it within ourselves to be healthier and lower the healthcare costs of this country. 70% of the costs are because of these three things that are all fixable. You could have Medicare for all, you could have single payer, you could do anything you want, and if we as human beings don't start taking care of ourselves and take ownership of our own healthcare needs, there will not be enough money in the world to pay for healthcare costs, especially as we age, and this is an aging population. I also, another interesting statistic, though not a surprise, is most of our healthcare costs are incurred in the last 6 months of life. Right. We need to change the paradigm. I would like us to shift our healthcare dollars instead of in the last 6 months of life where you're obviously just maintaining somebody long enough until they pass. Let's change the paradigm, put our resources into early detection and prevention of disease. Our costs will go down, we'll all live longer, and we'll be healthier while we're doing it. And until we do something truly revolutionary when it comes to healthcare, there's no fix that is currently being thought of that is going to be the solution for us because it's too expensive.
Okay, so in a nutshell, Medicare for All is not on your radar as far as being practical.
No, and we talked about, when I was in Congress, we talked about lowering the age of Medicare to 55 instead of 65. All of these are fine little band-aids, but they're not a solution to our health care problems. And again, if you have somebody, and I've seen this, you know, my husband is a kidney specialist in town and does a lot of the dialysis. If you have somebody on dialysis that continues to smoke, that it continues to drink, that continues to eat inappropriately, there's no amount of dialysis in the world that will ultimately help this person. So what you need to do is take responsibility for your own wellness. And look, I love an occasional hamburger at any of the fast food places. There's one particular taco national company that I love their tacos. I love their burritos. I mean, it's not that I'm that pristine an eater, but I know when to stop. And I try not to smoke. And if I occasionally can walk around the block, I know I'm doing myself a favor. And so that's what we have to do to lower healthcare costs. You can do Medicare for all. It's not going to solve the problem.
One of the other things that costs a lot in medical care is loneliness, that people go to the doctor because they're lonely.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's interesting you should mention that. You know, I have, as you know, I'm running Touro University Medical School and also nursing and all other health, ancillary health care, physical therapists, occupational therapists, physician assistants, nurses. We have three mobile clinics, and my students go out with faculty supervision. At some of the stops that they make, and people line up to go and see the student physician, they want to talk. They want to have interaction. And they go up. It's not that they, you know, this hurts, that hurts, it's, you know, and they discuss their healthcare needs. But what is more therapeutic than anything that my student can do medically is just talking to these people, letting them know that there's somebody that cares about them. And that is very important for not only quality of life, but length of life.
And that's where we have to leave it. It is always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you,
and get
Sam.
Your views on the world. I don't think you offended anybody today with any of your comments.
Oh, I don't know. I think I may have offended a few, but that's okay.
We'll have security escort you from the building. Thank you so much for being
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Our thanks to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber for hosting us. And always, you can catch all of our shows at NevadaNewsmakers.com and on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.